Welcome to another exciting episode of Visit Bentonville's A New American Town podcast. As always, we're coming to you from Haxton Road Studios, off the beautiful downtown square in Bentonville. My name is Kayleen Griffiths, CEO and president of Visit Bentonville. I'm very excited to be here with two of my favorite friends, Kelton Hayes, executive director of Cobblestone Farms, and Chef Matt Cooper, owner and executive chef of Conifer Restaurant. We're going to talk a little bit about an event that's coming to us later in February, but Kelton, why don't you tell us to start out with a little bit about Cobblestone Farms?
Yeah, so Cobblestone Farms is a nonprofit hunger relief organization. What we do is right there in the name. We grow food for families experiencing hunger in the area. We have a 25-acre farm where we grow vegetables, fruit, we raise livestock. We're driven by the fact that Arkansas is the number one is ranked number one with low rates of food security by the USDA, number two in overall food insecurity in the country. And the thing that a lot of people don't know about food insecurity is it's not just a lack of access to all food, it's a lack of access specifically to fresh food. So we work alongside partners in the area, food banks, food pantries, schools, churches, businesses to ensure that everyone in our community has access to great food.
Well, I'm always impressed with you, and I know that you've been with them for a couple of years, and you've really brought it to the forefront. Knowledge and the community is well aware of what's going on with Cobblestone Farms and the impact they're having on our region and our state. But let's jump over to Matt here real quick. And Matt, can you tell us a little bit about Conifer Restaurant? And a little bit about your menu and your initiatives behind that menu.
Yeah, so Conifer was born from the need for the community to have not only a community-based restaurant that focuses on supporting the farmers in the way in which they want to be supported and the way in which they want to grow. And there's a lot of examples of that, right? So, you know, creativity is something that chefs really, really enjoy and being able to do that. But I think that part of our job as chefs in the area, in this, especially in Northwest Arkansas, that's has this food scene that's growing so much, and these people that care so much about the community and wanting to build it, is that it's our jobs to make sure that our farmers are being supported and that we're using the products that they're either growing or raising and trying to utilize 100% of those so that they can have a better sustained business model and things like that. So, you know, Conifer focuses on building and supporting the community first, being sustainable, and then being seasonal as well. So our menu at Conifer looks like everything from, you know, we have fish. We have a really good fish program that's sustainable coming from the Pacific Northwest or the East Coast right now, because a lot of the people that live here are not from here. So we need that diversity. And then, you know, we support all of our local farmers as many as we can. We even have a 200 square foot farm stand that's kind of connected to the restaurant that's open to the public from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, 7 days a week. That's a self-service kiosk that, you know, has even more farmers in it, like local meats, vegetables, dairy, honey, anything else that we can get to grow around here, even some local handcrafters. So that's kind of our vision for the restaurant. I opened the restaurant with that need to provide a safe, nurturing, creative environment, not only our employees, but to be able to be more a part of the community and do events like this and really pour our vision and our humanitarian movement into the community. And that's why Conifer exists, to plant the seeds of community.
I love it. Matt, you know, we've worked together for a long time. And so one of the things that Visit Bentonville gets really excited about is we want to promote our culinary scenes in our restaurants and tell the stories behind the farm-to-table experiences. And I know this event is something that's happening later in February. Kelton, why don't you tell us a little bit about that event, and then we're going to go into, I have a few more questions about it as we go along, but tell us a little bit about the event and why you thought Conifer and Chef Matt was a good fit for this event.
Yeah, so I met Chef Matt probably in 2017. I don't even know if he remembers this, but I walk into the restaurant and ask the front desk, said, "Hey, is Chef Matt here? I'm here talking to him about some beef." I had no appointment. I just walked in and the server went to the back and got Chef Matt. Well, it happened to be about 4 o'clock and he very politely told me that this was not a good time, but I was green selling meat for my family's business. But ever since then, I've known that from a local standpoint, any other local farmers I talk to, they're like, well, hey, have you talked to Matt? Have you talked to Matt Cooper? Have you talked to Chef Cooper? So he's very well known among local growers and farmers in that regard. And, you know, I've stayed in contact with him over the development of the conifer concept. And, you know, I'm biased. I think it's a great idea coming from a family farm, running a farming organization. But when I think about what we want to do at Cobblestone, it's not only producing food, it's engaging our community. We really rely on the quote attributed to Mother Teresa, if you can't feed 100, just feed one. We want to convince or show everyone in our community how they can feed one. And the only way to do that is to get out in front of people, to work cross-functionally with churches and schools and businesses. There are really, you know, a lot of people, there's this kind of, I don't know, fog around the nonprofit world that it's in its own silo or sphere, but tax status does not change any way that you can benefit your community. So we want to work with other nonprofits, with for-profits, with schools, anybody who wants to make Northwest Arkansas a better place. At our Monday morning meetings as a staff, we don't even say anything about food, anything about agriculture. We say we're here to make Northwest Arkansas a better place for everyone who lives here and to have a really good time as we do it.
Great. Well, Matt, I know that you, from personal experiences, you partner with people all over on all kinds of projects. Why were you intrigued about this event that's happening? And what made you think this is a great idea for you and Conifer to get involved with?
Well, again, we really try to be involved as much as we can in the community, and especially getting behind movements that make a difference. Like, that's why I left my previous restaurant, so that I could make more a difference in the community. And the vehicle is the restaurant, right? The vehicle is the restaurant to be able to do things like that. So we try to align ourselves with as many events like this as possible, because again, it meets the vision of the restaurant. It meets the vision of all the people that work there as well. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy about all the people that work with us and things like that, is that we all have a vision for what we want to do, and that's what we do. So when Kelton approached us, it was easy. We just said yes. I mean, that's as easy as it is. It's like, yes, it meets our vision. Absolutely. And, you know, the problem with me is 9 times out of 10, I don't say no anyway.
Yeah. I know that, Matt.
I think what Matt told me is, yeah, we'll do it. Talk to Hope. She'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a keeper. Hope, my general manager and partner, is my keeper. And she's the one that keeps me from saying yes to everything.
Yeah. I think we all need keepers sometimes, especially in our environment that we're all involved
absolutely.
In. I said this earlier, but Visit Bentonville loves collaboration. We think anytime we have an opportunity to showcase our chefs and our restaurants in something that we're also supporting the local needs, we think that's a win for us, because Visit Bentonville is about promoting our community, but also how is that impacting our locals? And so it's super important to us. But one of the things we haven't really talked about, why don't you tell us what the event is and when it is happening? And then that way we can kind of go from there.
Yeah, I guess you asked me that question earlier and I answered the question I wanted to answer. So the event is going to be on February 26th. It's a Sunday. I think the doors will open around 5:30 or 6. It's going to be a 5-course wine paired meal. A lot of the food will be coming from Cobblestone Farms. We always like to do that. We want to have food from our farm at our events. Even though we're a nonprofit, we're a do-good organization, we're still farmers. And so we still have to take pride in our craft, and we want other people to get to enjoy that. It's going to be a small, intimate dinner, 35 people, 40 people tops. We will have an opportunity just to share time together, to have a great meal, and we'll get to learn more about the opportunities to get involved in the community. I'll get to share some about what Cobblestone is doing and how we want to work through people in our community, but at the same time wanting to live up to what I just said, promoting Conifer. I hope that it would be great if everybody that comes had never been to Conifer before. And then we have, you know, returning customers, and the same with Visit Bentonville. We want people to see the good work that Visit Bentonville is doing in the community. And I'm all about, I don't care what area it is that you want to get involved in, but getting involved in your community is required to make the community a better place. So just
takes a village.
Yeah. Mobilizing people, really. And mobilize is kind of a trite word. It's used a lot nowadays, but just pushing people. Cause, you know, the three of us sitting here, we probably don't require a lot of push, in our lives. I tell folks, if I'm 12% confident I can do something, I'll try. But no better or no worse, but you know, some people just need a little extra encouragement, and that doesn't mean they're any less impactful. So.
For sure.
Well, and that's what I love about these events is that even if you don't get involved a lot in your community, you come to one of these events, you feel the energy involved in it, you meet new people, and that energy just you assimilate it into yourself, and it really does it starts this vibration of movement with excitement around food and building connections and all those things, and then it's pretty easy to get energized about doing it more after that.
Well, I'm going to go off script because I don't even know if you know this, but do we have any insights on what's on the menu for that night yet?
No. Oh. We always go by what's going to be as closely seasonal as possible. Obviously, there's not a lot growing right now, so we're going to pull from some local meat vendors. We're going to pull from Kelton and some things that he has there. And then just like I always like to do, I like to make these events really special as well. So we'll pull some beautiful seafood from the Pacific Northwest, or there's some beautiful, beautiful stuff coming out of Hawaii that's super sustainable right now that we'll probably do. Again, we want to make it, you know, that's our vision, is to make things that are local, and then also bring some things that bring in excitement from other areas that do support other movements like sustainability and things like that. So we'll do some stuff like that. And then Oregon truffles are still really beautiful right now, which is where I'm also from. So we'll have some really fun, interesting things on the menu. And then our pastry chef, I'm sure, is going to make something really beautiful. We've got some winter squash that we still got left over. So we definitely got some ideas, but we're not sharing right now. We're going to keep it secret. We're going to get you there.
We were hoping to be able to provide some produce for the event, but -6 doesn't do very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have four high tunnels on the farm, and it's not if you're going to get froze out.
It's when.
Yeah, for sure.
So some seasons, some winters, we'll be able to grow all through the winter. Others, well, December, we're done.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I love about what we've done. We've done a few wine dinners at Conifer now, and we've been able to do sell tickets without menus. And I think that's really important because it starts that initiative of understanding a level of quality and a level of like participation in the things that we do. So it kind of keeps it kind of nice. I'm sure we'll release the menu like right before, but I don't know. Who knows?
Well, I'm thankful for that because I'm the kind of person who's going to, I just don't like thinking about it. So I'm going to get the same thing every time. So I'm thankful for folks like Matt, who's like, well, I'm not even going to give you that option. I'm going to make you explore what's out there.
Well, the good thing is we like at the other vision of Conifer is to, we accommodate every single dietary need. Yep. You know, we're a 100% gluten-free restaurant, which is vastly important in today's age with so many people with autoimmune disorders and celiac and things like that. There is just no place for us to eat. I can't eat anywhere. My disease has progressed so much. Even if I have friends that are chefs that, you know, if there's wheat in the restaurant, I just can't go there or I risk myself being in deep trouble. So having a place where people can eat and feel comfortable about knowing that they're going to be able to be taken care of just like any of the other nicer places in the world is I think, you know, one of the things that we really strive to do. So that helps.
Well, I'm really, really excited about what we're doing. And I'm excited that we get to feature one of our local chefs and our restaurants, and we get to talk about Cobblestone. What I'm most excited about is that I love to learn about what I'm eating. And every time I've eaten at Conifer or worked with one of our chefs in our community, Matt has explained things to me that I would never have known about the food. So I love those kind of events where Matt's probably going to come out and talk a little bit about what he did and how he did it and, you know, ways that you can pair foods with the wines and different things like that. So I feel like it's not only an opportunity to experience wine, you also get to be educated at the same time. And I know you describing all that food made me, we're getting close to lunch, I can already tell, because it made me a very, very hungry. Kelton, where can they get tickets?
So you can, tickets will be available on Visit Bentonville's website, which Kayleen, I don't know, visitbentonville.com.
Yes.
And then on Cobblestone's website, so cobblestonefarms.org.
Kelton, do you have any other partners that are going on with this event besides Visit Bentonville, Conifer, and Cobblestone?
Yeah, the whole event is possible because of the funding, generous funding from Arvest Bank. We are really thankful for their partnership, you know, just obviously so for being able to participate in this event. But personally, I there's something, you know, quintessentially Northwest Arkansas about Arvest Bank. So getting to partner with them to make our community a better place is really important.
Great. Thank you. Well, I'm excited they're partners. Anytime that we can get a group of people together, it works well together. Mm-hmm. All right. Kelton and Chef Matt, I want to thank you for spending some time with us today to share more about Cobblestone Farms and Conifer Restaurant Evening. For everyone listening, remember you can catch all of the New American Town podcast episodes on streaming channels. Follow our social platforms or going to visitbentonville.com. Don't forget to follow Visit Bentonville on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. We have many exciting events coming to Bentonville in 2023. Check out our event calendar and plan your trip today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.